Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading Canto 1, Chapter 4, The Appearance of Shunarda, text number 5. While Vyasadeva was following his son, beautiful young damsels who were bathing naked covered their bodies with cloth, although it was not naked. But they had not done so when his son had passed. The sages inquired about this, and the young ladies replied that his son was purified, and when looking at them made no distinction between male and female, but the sages made such distinctions.
Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shavitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upakaramaya Dadati Sabarantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Raita Garadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
So this is an instructive pastime, the life of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, how he was remaining in the womb for 16 years. And then when he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he came out. It appears he was fully developed in his bodily parts, Srila Prabhupada said. But he was equipoised, just like Srila Prabhupada said. In a room full of naked women, I won't be disturbed. He wasn't disturbed. He was very innocent in his looking like a child. A small child, a lady won't care if she's naked in front of the small child, because the child is innocent. So, the child is innocent, but they're still ignorant. They're, not that they're liberated. They may pass that test of not being attracted in a sexual way, but they're still compared to Sukadeva Goswami, because that attraction is dormant in them. And at a certain age, when they bodies develop, then they'll be attracted. This is nature's way to propagate the species and to keep the living entity captured in the enjoying spirit. So here is being advised we should try to rise ourselves above this duality of male and female. We can't imitate Sukadeva Goswami. Generally, we have to go through the household life like Vyasadeva, Srila Vyasadeva has done or is doing here. But even in household life, then we learn how to transcend. But as a matter of custom, we may not. Just like Ramananda Roy, he was also a householder, but he was completely aloof from any attraction to the opposite sex. So this is the test. And again, better to be honest than to cheat by pretending that you're not attracted, but actually dwelling in your mind on the objects of senses. So therefore, Vaishnavas recommend grihastha life for most everybody, that they can go through this ashram and learn to this lesson, that the spirit soul is different than this body, and that one will can remain aloof from this attraction gradually as their body grows older. Then your wife's body is also growing older. You're no longer attracted in the same way. Then you come to realize, well, what is this attraction? This attraction is there by nature to propagate the species. It's just like every other living entity, even a vegetable. They're always bringing energy to the point of reproducing. If there's some problem with the plant or something, then it quickly comes to the point of seed. Because this is the whole push of this material world, to to reproduce. So, when that age is past, when the woman is no longer fertile, then she loses her attraction. This is obviously nature's arrangement, so that the living entities will come out more and more. Nobody's attracted to an old woman in that sexual way, because they lose their luster. Their attractive feature is there just to bring the seed. They want to attract the seed from the man, so that the child can be conceived. So this is the philosophy. Of course, to actually realize it in the presence of the opposite sex is not so easy. So therefore, it's advised, Brahmacharya shouldn't mix intimately with the women, or young girls especially. They should try to be aloof as much as possible. And if there is some business dealing, then it should be formal. Otherwise, the danger is there that they'll become illicit sex, even in the temple. The danger is there. So generally, they're living separate, Brahmacharya Ashram. Keep some aloofness, just like we were experiencing here. No women are living here. Then it becomes more easy for us to become peaceful in our progressive Krishna consciousness. We're not playing any games of see who can attract who, or flirting in some way. You know that word, flirting? Tell them in Polish, in Russian. Flirting is like playing. Not so, it doesn't have to be serious, but it can become serious. Just flirting with an opposite sex means you're attracting them to you, to your body, to your person. Or you're pretending you're attracted to their body just to see what their reaction will be. If you, in other words, in a general course, we're not attracted to anybody extraordinarily, because Krishna is all attractive. This is one of the symptoms of one who is Krishna conscious, that he's not attracted to any other living entity except Krishna. If one is really attracted to Krishna, then one loses interest in other living entities. But the woman likes to think that the man is attracted to her. This is her psychology. Therefore, we say less intelligent, because she wants to attract the seed, attract the man. So her nature is to present herself as very beautiful so that the man will be attracted. And when she sees that the man is attracted, then she feels satisfied. Yes, now I'm successful. I've attracted this man. And this is natural psychology. So the man can understand that. If he can play with that, he may play with that and present that he's attracted to her, but really he's not. That's called flirting. Flirting means presenting that, yes, oh, you're very attractive. And it may lead to being actually attractive. In other words, it's a game. Sometimes the women also play that game. But it can lead to the actual attraction on the Bali platform. Therefore, we try to avoid this. But it's not so easy in the presence of women. It's natural for a man to flirt. And it's natural for the woman also to be, to attract, to take pleasure out of attracting. When she sees that, yes, this man is attracted to me, then she feels satisfied. So therefore, it's better to avoid associating as much as possible, and to do so only in a formal way. That's why, just like we didn't want Haripada and even and his wife and daughter to live here. Because even with a young girl, even a two-year-old girl, that the natural psychology is there. She's attracted. She wants to play. She wants you to be attracted to her. So if we can avoid that, it's easier. Of course, sometimes for Krishna, we have to take on that service of meeting women, and but we should try to keep it in a formal way. Except for husband and wife, then of course, then they can become intimate for the purpose of creating children. But then, of course, there's danger. As soon as you live intimately with the opposite sex. We're just reading something for Ghosh who's writing, saying how, it's from his experience, how the nature of the woman is self-centered. And so it's always dangerous when you're living with such a person, because the tendency is that she'll want to put herself in the center instead of putting Krishna in the center. And she'll present herself in that way very attractively, so that you'll agree to that proposal. Yes, let's put you in the center. Forget about Krishna. So this is the risk, you can say, of associating with women. But on the other side, if they can be trained to be submissive and to serve the husband, then they can assist in his devotional service. They can also render devotional service. and it can be a valuable combination. A good children can be produced. It's like we see a nice boy like Nitai is produced by that combination. So this is one way of increasing the Krishna's family by having ideal Krishna conscious marriage and produce good children. Prabhupada certainly didn't try to restrict that. If one was attracted, then he would say, yeah, then be honest householder, support your family, and then produce nice children. I was just listening to a tape yesterday, Prabhupada was saying how he wants farms all over the world so that the grihasthas can live there simply without much over-endeavor, if they can keep one cow and work the land enough to produce food grain with the cow and the bull. Then there would be no need to go 100 miles here and there for working. It's like they have to go in the truck, they have to drive to Chicago 500 miles and come back. So we can live simply in our own land and maintain ourselves somehow by produce from the land, then that kind of life is less distracting. It's easier to be Krishna conscious in Krishna conscious such an atmosphere, especially for grihasthas. Sannyas and brahmacharis, of course, they can go in the city for preaching, but then in the temple it becomes transcendental, so they're not affected by the mode of passion which is prominent in the city. But otherwise, country life, mode of goodness is there more readily. Okay, any questions? Philosophy is simple enough. Application is a little difficult. Bhagavatam ki.
Jayo.